Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Ran into Roger Thomas at an event the other day. He heads up the Governor's Office of Ag Policy, responsible for the process of awarding ag development funds from the Master Tobacco Settlement Agreement. That's been underway for almost 15 years. He's worked on it for the last eight and feels progress is evident.
If you just go back 12, 15 years and look at how important tobacco production and tobacco sales were to Kentucky's overall agricultural economy, and then fast forward 15 years to where we are now and see the big change, the decline in that tobacco production and revenue, but see the overall growth in Kentucky's farm income, it is pretty amazing. It says a lot, not only about the Ag Development Fund, but it says a lot about the work ethic and the leadership of Kentucky's farmers. That's what it says.
Rebuilding ag infrastructure and opportunity are the basic goals of ag development.
We've touched maybe not every farm, but the majority of the farms across Kentucky, and I'm proud of that. I'm proud that we've been able to help the poultry industry, for instance. We've done a lot of things over the last 8 years that's really benefited the poultry industry through energy efficiency projects and grants. And I think that's one of the reasons we've seen such tremendous growth in that industry.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back. Kentucky Farm Bureau President Mark Haney.
I'd like to encourage every Kentuckian to get out and vote on this general election day. It's the most important thing that you can do for yourself on that day.
He says a strong farm vote has long been a way to show elected officials that farmers are engaged and that attention to their views is important for candidates.
For a farmer, there's no more important farm chore to do on election day than to make their voice heard and go to the polls and vote.
A public service message of Kentucky Farm Bureau. Often in ag development investments, says the Governor's Office of Ag Policy Chief Roger Thomas, a natural trend has been to, as possible, enhance successful ag enterprises already in place.
But we've also done a lot of things to help farmers that grow produce and sell produce, and we've invested in farmers' markets around the state. And, you know, that has a two- or threefold benefit, I think, and one of those benefits is it continues to help connect our consumers to the folks that grow the food through those farmers' market venues. And, you know, the local food issue, it's been a growing issue over the last 10 or 12 years, and I don't see that changing. I think we're going to continue to see a push toward and an awareness of how important local food production is.
Thomas also credits success of the process to the local volunteers on ag development committees across the state. He feels they've done quite well. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.